Thanks, Tara.
Thank you, Matt.
No problem. Hey, Jaquan, how are you?
Doing good. How are you?
I cannot complain. It is Tuesday already. So we are running Jay with Humbled, huh? Mm-hmm. How long have you been running that?
Man, we're going to say 10 years, but...
10 years? You know, I'm kind of nice.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Gotcha. So quite some time. What have we done in terms of advertising to bring in business?
I mean, I'm really familiar with Facebook, Instagram, and Google. You know, I can run those myself. I'm a 24-year-old.
But, yeah, totally.
But okay. I do want to outsource. Right?
Facebook works decent, you know. We do a very interesting way of how we Facebook advertise that is unlike anybody else out there, and I'll explain that in a second. But what we're talking about, though, is getting you on the first page of Google. So anytime anybody types in anything that relates to your business, we want to make sure that you're showing up, okay? So I see that you do a lot of different like types of jobs. I mean, are you mainly like focusing on like roofing and gutters or –
Yeah, I want to focus on roofing and gutters, especially roofing. That's where bulk of the money is.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah, I got a lot of roofers, so I completely understand. Good news is, yeah, there's different products I can help bring to the table. I even have a pay-per-lead platform that I can really help you, you know, get quality leads coming in. Does take a little time on that, but let me explain kind of how it works. So that, you know, you understand. And then, that being said, we can kind of go through it. I mean, what are your goals though, before we get heavily into this call, would you say for the business this year, Jaquan?
Man, I mean, my personal goal, I don't build roofs. I set the inspections and I sell the contract. You know, I guess personally, I want to make well over six figures in commission myself.
Okay.
So that would probably result in bringing in at least seven figures for the business as a whole.
I gotcha. So if I ran an ad, you know, somebody looking to, you know, do like, whether it's being like they need a new roof or they need roofing repair or something like that, you would go out there, inspect it, but then you would have somebody else kind of quote it for them. Is that kind of how you're doing it now?
No, so it's a bit weird. So I'm a project manager. That's my exact title with the company Humble. Me being a project manager, I do go out and I do the inspection. I deal with their insurance. I have someone else that develops the quote for me in the same company.
Okay.
But I present it all to the customer and I got to
okay, so you still handle the customer. Okay. So yeah.
Yeah.
So you can still handle the sales and whatnot. Is this Humbled Roofing your company too?
No. They got me as a contractor.
So it's not even your company. Oh. Mm-hmm. I see.
But what is my job though to source my own leads? You know, primarily they want me to be a canvasser. But they, me being a project manager, they also want me to market. So, for myself, really. So, what I'm doing is, you know, when I went on Angie, you know, Nextdoor, you know, stuff like that, I'm trying to build my own lead pipeline, you know, and if you guys can help me with that, you know, I work with you guys if the price is right.
Did you set up like a business name?
I'm working on that. That's what I really want to do, Jay with Humbled. I'm thinking of JN Enterprises. One of the two. That's why you saw an Angie.
I would just go something like roofing altogether, you know? And the reason why is because, you know, when people see the name Jay with Humbled, they don't know what you do in the name. You know, like if you just look at Humbled Roofing and Restoration, they know exactly what that company does, right? So, what my recommendation, if you are going to, you know, try to set yourself up like with like a business in that sense, you know, you should mm-hmm. definitely come up with some type of roofing in the name. Does that make sense, by the way?
Does that sound good?
No, I'm just saying, like, it's got to be more specific. Jay with Humbled. So let's say somebody typed in roofing right now onto Google, right? And I got you onto Google, first page, okay? And somebody saw the name Jay with Humbled. They're not going to know what you do. Even if I put it in the description and I have photos and whatnot and all that, they're still going to probably bypass you. Why? Because you don't have anything that indicates that you do roofing in that name. Mm. You understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I follow.
Yeah. So I got guys all the time that have like the craziest names out there, right? They're just like, I don't even know where they come up with these names, right? And it doesn't say what they do. And it, Jaquan, like, just keeps them from being able to be successful. So my recommendation would be, you know, maybe just doing something like Jay Roofing and Restoration.
Jay Roofing and Restoration. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then that way, you got your own thing going. You're generating mm-hmm. your own leads. You're like your own roofing company now. Okay. Now, eventually, mm-hmm. you're going to have to get, like, you know, like, limited liability insurance and stuff like that, you know, to get more official. But, you know, what I can do to start you off, right, Jay, is mm-hmm. We can start small, right, and then work our way up. That's probably is going to make the most sense with you, okay? One, because you probably don't have all the necessary things established anyways, right? So let me ask you a question, though. So I want to see mm-hmm. something here. Now, are you planning on, like, setting up, like an LLC or, like, doing at least a DBA for a business entity? Have you, like, thought about any of that yet or?
Yeah, LLC is definitely the way I want to go. So, you know, I'm protected. Like, I have a separate bank account for everything in case, you know, something.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah. Okay. And the good news is, like, in your area, you guys don't need, like, any, like, roofing license, even for Google, right? So down the road, I can get you those paper leads. Right, you're just going to need about $250,000 general liability insurance, which is very affordable to get. It's like $60 a month to get that, right? But down the road, I can get you the best leads money can buy, right? I mean, our paper leads with Google, by the way, Jay, right? Mm-hmm. Those come in the form of a phone call. You talk to the person, right, on the phone, and if you like the call, you pay for it. But, like, during the course of that conversation and you asking them questions, and let's say you don't like the call or they're too far or it doesn't make sense to pay for that lead, you don't have to pay for the lead.
Okay. So basically what you guys will do is send me the leads. So some companies, they require me to pay in advance. Like, there's one I'm working with networks. Got to pay in advance for the lead. So do you guys require pay in advance or pay once?
So great question. So we're a monthly model. So my basic package, what that does, that it covers you on the first page of Google, will help create your website, will give you a tool to help you get those 5-star reviews as well, right? Because basically mm-hmm. what we're going to be doing is setting you up your own roofing company technically. And then you're just going to pass that off to Humble Roofing, right? To actually do the job, right? Because obviously, you know, they're more established in that sense. But what we're going to do is you're going to be creating your own roofing company, right? Eventually, you probably won't pass the deals off to Humble Roofing. You'll probably, over time, you know, hire your own crew and do your own jobs and take more of the profit in that sense, right? But mm-hmm. to get you leads, right, we're going to get you on Google, you know, label it, like I said, Jay Roofing, you know, and restoration, right? And so all the keywords that relate to that, you're going to show up, okay? Obviously, half the battle is getting you on Google. The other half of the battle is getting you to be shown credible, right? Where you have a website, you know, you have those five-star reviews. We'll help you with all that stuff, by the way, Jay, okay? Second thing that we're going to do is, let's say somebody in Athens, Georgia types in a keyword that relates to your business. Let's say they typed in roofing repair, right? And they saw you on Google, but they didn't call you. What we're going to do, since they typed that in and they didn't call you, we're going to run what they call a retargeting ad, okay? We're going to basically take that person, and every time that they log onto Facebook, they're going to see an ad from your business, a specialized ad that we create since they typed it. So we're going to link Google and Facebook together. Again, as I was telling you earlier, right, we do this very differently than other people, right? Because we want to get back in front of that person, right, because they typed that keyword onto Google but didn't call you. But now we're trying to motivate them on Facebook in addition to Google to call you as well. Pretty neat, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. You guys definitely do it. It sounds like a bit more thorough than the person I spoke to earlier.
Yeah. So it's definitely thorough what we do, right? Like I said, Facebook, Google, right? The emphasis is Google. 93% of the time, Jake, people, when they go to look for a business, they're going to Google over anywhere else, right? So people Google when they're looking for a specific business, whether it's an electrician, whether it's roofing, whether it's a general contractor, right? They Google that stuff, right? And whoever shows up on that first page is getting all the work, okay? The only reason like Angie's or Yelp or Thumbtack or any of these other sites can bring some traffic is because, you know, they're trying to get the leftover, the low-hanging fruit, okay? But Google captures majority of all the new business, okay? Hence why companies are spending money on Google, hence why Google is the biggest company in the world, right? They didn't get there by accident. They got there because they had the platform, right? So my point is, you don't just want to be there. You want to be dominating there, okay? A lot of people don't make it a priority to get themselves on the first page of Google, Jaquan, and they end up losing out so much business, right, because they're not on the first page and their competitors are. And that all makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So my basic package, right, okay, this is not including the paper leads. The paper leads is something we can do later, okay, because we got to get you established. You still got to set up an LLC, right, or at least a DBA, right, in a short period and relative, like, you know, decent period of time, right? Yeah. Here's another thing, okay? I'm going to send you this text real quick, okay, because I want you to see this. Like I said, half the battle, Jaquan, is being on Google. The other half of the battle is, how do you stand out, right? Especially in roofing, it's super competitive, right? What's going to make them want to call you over your competitors? Well, we're going to talk about that for a second, because that, to me, is the most important thing. Yes, me getting you on Google is super important, but me also helping you stand out, in my opinion, is just as important, okay?
Oh, yeah,
so that they want to call you rather than the other guy, okay? So I'm going to text you right now, my client. They're out of Anderson, South Carolina, okay? They're called Lewis Pest Control. And I talk about these guys a lot for a couple of reasons, but you're going to see this text coming through. As soon as you do, why don't you go ahead and click on that so you can see what I'm trying to talk to you about.
All right. And I just got the text. 102 five-star reviews. It has a Yelp. Wow.
Yeah, this guy's no joke. I've taken this guy from one van to 13 vans in a little bit over a year. He's been with me 13 months, to be exact. Okay? I've really grown this guy's business, okay? And one thing that has taken him to that next level, right, is that photo. You see the photo of the two guys standing in front of the van there?
Yeah, I see it. Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's what I'm talking about, like differentiating yourself. Now, I'm not saying you got to go wrap a van or a truck and put your name all over the place either, but, you know, having a good photo of you with like a clipboard or, and you're in a nice polo shirt, nice khaki pant, right? And we can put that on the website there. We can put that on your, you know, Google business profile, and then obviously on your Facebook ads as well.
Gotcha. Yeah. We could definitely do that. Yeah, we could definitely do that. And yeah, I see when you took over, because I scrolled through the updates, man. That's ridiculous. You grew him that quick in a year. It's insane.
Yeah, and he has over 102, I think, 5-star reviews now, right? So he's been using our tool, right? So we give you a tool to help you with those 5-star reviews, right? Any customer that you come in contact that are happy or whatnot, you throw their name and number, and the tool takes care of the rest. It sends them an automated text message. So it's going to say, hey, thanks for using Jay Roofing and Restoration. You know, our business is built on 5-star reviews. Please go ahead and leave us a 5-star review, right? So it says, thanks a lot, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and people will respond to it, and they will leave you 5-star reviews. So in literally almost a year now, Lewis Pest has gotten over 102 5-star reviews now. It's pretty impressive, right? So,
yeah.
But it's all about how you use the tools. Like, I'm obviously not going to get you the 5-star reviews. You got to put the people into the system. The system will take care of the rest, right? But we're going to help build you out a website. We're going to get you on Google, right? And then with our basic package as well, Jaquan, we spend $100 a month out of that package for your Facebook ads to retarget people to help the phone ring as well. Okay. Now, a lot of my guys, they start with my ideal package. Okay. That includes my basic package, and that also includes the pay-per-leads. It really comes down to how much you want to scale. You want to make $100,000 a year? Well, you're going to need quality leads. Okay. You're going to need to spend some money. You're going to need to figure out how to get clients, right? Like you are trying now. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to get to that goal. Makes sense, right?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Let's talk about those paper leads a little more deeper, okay? If you wanted to do the paper leads, there's good news about those, okay? It does take a little bit of time to get set up. It's about 2 months to get the paper leads set up. So what a lot of my guys do, they ride the just basic package, my flat rate package, for a couple months while we're setting up the paper leads, okay? Because, again, Google's got to do a full vet on you. They got to make sure no felonies over the last 7 years now, right? You're going to have to get that limited liability insurance, right? Obviously, you're going to have to get that LLC set up. So you would have to take care of some setup stuff, right? And once the vetting process is done on you, then we can have you start participating in those paper leads. Like I said, those leads are the best leads money can buy. Why are they so good? Because you got to talk to these people first. They're quality, right? And if you don't like the lead, you can turn it down without having to pay for it. So it's not a pay-per-call. It's a pay-per-qualified lead program. Very different than anybody else out there, right? Everybody just tries to charge you pay-per-call, right? But with this program, it's a pay-per-qualified lead, right? Pretty neat, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So what that program does is it actually shows you at the very tippy top of Google for whatever city we want to put you on, okay? Obviously in the surrounding area, right? So you know, you show up like the first search result, kind of tippy top. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. But, you know, you want the lead. Let's say you talk to that person, everything goes well. Jaquan, after you get approved for that, Google's going to charge you $71 for that qualified lead.
That ain't bad, to be honest. $75
it's not bad for a qualified lead. Yeah.
Even if it's like insane roofing lead, it's 75 flat. Am I right? Even if it's like a huge roofing lead, it is still $75 flat. It's not going to go up to like $200.
It doesn't matter whether it's a roofing leak, whether it's a full roof. It's a pay per qualified lead. So it doesn't matter the size of the job. It's basically the cost for the call, right, is what Google is going to charge you for if you actually accept the lead. They don't share it with anybody either. They're not like Angie's where they share it with five other guys, right? It's an exclusive lead. That's why it takes 2 months to vet you. That's why it takes time to get it set up. Now, Google, when the time comes, and let's say we decide we wanted to go this route, Jaquan, Google's going to make you prepay for 13 leads up front, okay? So let's fast forward a couple months. You've been with me. We've been humming. We've gotten you some great results already. You're starting to get a good ROI on my basic package, right? We sit down. We're like, okay, Jaquan, now you got to prepay for those 13 leads, okay? You can draw from that 13 as quickly or as slowly as you want, right? But they make you buy 13 lead batches, basically, okay? So 13 times 71, at that time, that's going to be a $923 investment on those leads at that time.
Okay.
So good news is, let's say it takes you a couple months to go through it. What a lot of my guys do is they take two leads, they turn it off, right? And then they work those two leads, Jaquan, very aggressively until one of them turns into a really good paying job. Then they go back and then they'll take two more, right? You tracking with me?
Yeah, I'm following.
Yeah. So once you go through the 13 leads, Google auto reloads you at another 13. And that's kind of how that pay-per-lead program works. So that platform is designed to scale you, right? Is designed to take you to the next level, right? Where you're able to grow your business, right? Lewis spends thousands and thousands of dollars a month just on those paper leads alone, right? And again, it just comes down to what you want to do and what the goal of yours is. But the good news is that ideal package, it kind of starts off slow and then it builds up steam and then it gets itself to where you can add, you know, those paper leads in addition to just your basic package. Okay. So let's go over pricing. Okay. My basic package runs $299 a month. Okay. $299. I'll create you a website. I'll get you on Google. Right. And $100 out of that package we spend towards your Facebook ads, those retargeting ads, okay? That's all included in that $299, Jaquan, on a monthly basis. If you want to do the pay-per-leads, that's the only additional cost, right? There is a one-time cost on the pay-per-leads. I can't waive it. Like, I waived your website. I waived activation fee, right, to kind of, like, get the cost down as best as I can for you. But to actually get you approved for the pay-per-leads, I can't waive any costs on that because we have to pay for a background check, right? And it's a lot of time-conducive work of our team to get you pre-approved for those because Google doesn't let anybody just participate in that, okay? It's a very exclusive thing, right? And, you know, it's not like I can just sell this to everybody, the paper leads, right? I can get you approved because the good news is you don't need any roofing license or contractor license. You will need to get, obviously, limited liability insurance, get an LLC eventually set up. But that's why we have 2 months to get all this stuff kind of like rocking and rolling, right? But the pay per leads is a one-time cost of $250. So a lot of my guys, like I said, they start with that ideal package. So the first month runs $549, right? And then it goes down to $299 a month thereafter till you're ready to take those paper leads. And then those paper leads are there for the filler. So when you need those extra leads in addition to your basic package with me, you can turn on and off those calls at any time with literally a flick of a button because it's all controlled through the app.
So let's see. So basically what you're saying is we're going to start with the organic route. Basically, you're going to get me on the front page of Google, set up the website, the social medias, start running ads that way. But at the same time, we are going to basically apply for the Google local service ads or Google leads program at the same exact time.
Yes, okay. You got it.
Okay.
So we're working on that three
sounds
levels
good.
Here. Yeah.
It sounds good, yeah, because you're bringing in the organic traffic, then you're still getting the leads.
Yeah, the organic traffic helps get you a consistent flow of business, right? But it's only going to take you so far, right? The paper leads are really what adds that extra fuel on the fire, right? Gets you towards your goal. Because with those paper leads, you'll get to your 100 grand a year goal. Because you're going to have all three levels working for you. You're going to have the map section. It's called the map pack, right, which you'll be on the first page of Google on that. And then you'll also be on the first page of Google by the paper leads at the very tippy top. And then $100 in those Facebook retargeting ads as well on a month-to-month basis.
Okay. Sounds good. Honestly, you know, you guys are definitely offering quite a bit more than, you know, the previous person I was speaking with. You know, your basic package is $20 more expensive, but for everything you're offering, you know, it definitely sounds very, very ideal for me. Because it seems like you guys are going to be definitely better for, like, long-term growth and, you know, possibly exponential growth compared to what they're offering.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why I have personally over 1,400 clients, Jaquan. You know, I got some guys that spend 40 grand a month with me, and I have some guys that only spend a couple $100 a month with me. You know, so I'm here to help you grow whatever direction you want to go, right? And, you know, the nice thing about that ideal package is it really kind of starts off, it's the basic package, right, but we're just working on the paper leads to get you set up. And then once you're set up for that and you can start taking that third leg, that will add and give you full control, right, to take on as many or as little leads as you need. Because some weeks you're going to be busier than others, and some weeks you're going to be slower than others, right, like anything else. So the weeks that you're slower, you can turn on those paper leads to take those extra leads, right, so that you can keep, you know, scaling your business and keep getting more and more sales.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. Let's move forward on it. I'm ready to go. Are you okay if I give you – can I call you at this number?
Absolutely, you can call me at this number. I can definitely hear it. Okay. In fact, I will send you my my contact information so you have it because you need to enter my extension and whatnot.
Okay, because we can start this Wednesday. Is that fine? Wednesday we can start it.
Yeah, I mean – yeah, totally. Is it that you still have the funds available right now?
I mean, no, I got the funds. It's just I'm 100%. So I have basically a planner on how I spend my money. Wednesday, I'll be ready to move forward, you know, 100%. I've been waiting. I've been looking for a marketing agency. You guys definitely sound the best. Can you set up a website similar to how Humbled is set up, though, but just under my branding?
Yeah, so here, I'm going to send you one, like, right here's kind of like what the mock-up will be looking like. Here, I'm going to text it to you right now. So you can kind of see. It'll be with your name, like, we'll create a logo, like, you know. So we're gonna call it Jay's Roofing and Restoration, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of see, like, that's a mock-up of kind of what we would do for, like, a website for you.
Okay, that looks good. That looks
yeah,
good.
Of course, it's going to look great. Really good. So, obviously, there's availability in Athens. We have been calling roofers, like we just started today, because it just opened up literally yesterday, right? So, since we are Google's biggest partner, we're the biggest in the space, by the way. We're almost a $3 billion company, right? So we didn't get there by accident, Jay. We do want to fill this position, okay? And, you know, my recommendation to you, you know, if you're serious, we should definitely secure this, because the last thing I want to do, right, is have my team fill it with somebody else or, like, another roofing guy. Because it is a good area. Athens, Georgia is definitely a good, you know, area for roofing. And, you know, we just want to, like, work with somebody, you know, that is, you know, going to take the position and obviously, you know, work with us on it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if Athens is the best area for it, but definitely the surrounding areas more so.
Yeah. Right. I mean, just to let you know, I mean, there was over 3,800 roofing searches last month alone in Athens on Google. So it's
I forgot. You guys include the, how do you say it? The smaller cities that make up Athens, too, like Bogart.
Yeah, okay. So wherever your address is, it's going to have a 25-mile to 30-mile bleed out from your address. Uh-huh. And you're going to show up on the map section under the business section, right? So when somebody types in a keyword, you'll see, like, all the businesses that show up on that first page. So that's where you're going to show up on our basic package, right? Because it's how Google, like, triggers it. But on the paper lead program, we can extend that search out to wherever direction and whatever, you know, cities you want to basically show up on the first page. That's the great news about the paper leads as well, Jay, is that allows you to, you know, expand your territory and your radius on that as well.
So how soon does it take? So, all right, boom, we pay for everything Wednesday. We move forward. We get everything started. How soon does it take? Or let me rephrase. How long until I see the first couple leads trickle in, starting from
Wednesday? Great question. So the first couple weeks is programming, Jay. So we got to get your website done. We got to get all the keywords driven. We got to start getting your Google business profile created and Google verified in it, right? So, and then we got to get your Facebook ads all created. That takes several weeks, right, for that foundational stuff. So there is a little bit of a ramp up here. You will see results your first 30 days. Like, you'll get leads and stuff like that your first 30 days. But it's really month two where this thing takes off, right? Where you see a night and day difference in terms of phone calls and leads and all that. So it doesn't take a long time to get you, like, ramped up or, like, you know, you getting leads or whatnot. But, it, like I said, the first couple of weeks, a lot of programming, foundational work, got to get the website done, got to get Google to have your Google business profile established. So as long as you're working with us quickly, you know, my team's very efficient, and we want to get you up as quickly as possible as well, right, so you can start tasting the results and getting all that. Not to mention, we track all the leads, all your phone calls are recorded as well. So we're going to know exactly, Jay, you know, the results on a month-to-month basis, which is a good thing.
Okay. All right. Forward me
so
over.
So I understand
you,
like, you know, you need to think about it or what have you.
No, it's good. I'm ready to. I'm ready to move forward. I want to do it on my time. We can do it Wednesday. Wednesday, I'm more than fine to go ahead and get everything started. If that's fine with you,
yeah. Totally. So if I put a hold from my company, I mean, that's tomorrow, obviously, so that's fine. If I put a hold on my company calling any other, like, roofers until we talk again, you're ready. You're saying, like, tomorrow you'd be ready to move forward. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, 1,000%. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, no problem. All right, here's what I'm also going to do, okay? Okay. I'm also going to send you a video of Lewis Pest Control too. He just did a video for our team, and his account manager, Amy, okay? He's actually my client, but Amy is his account manager. So I assign an account manager, by the way, to all my clients, okay? So what happens is that account manager is kind of there to help hold your hand, Jaquan, and help, you know, collect all the paperwork, collect all, like, anything that, you know, may be missing, okay? And the reason why I want you to watch this video in between now and our appointment is he really explains how he uses this exact package that you're going to be starting on, this ideal package, right, where it scales his business. And he'll tell you from a business owner standpoint. And I like that he's really honest and, like, he shoots you straight in the video too. So I think you should definitely watch that video because I think you'll appreciate it and it'll help obviously substantiate, like, you know, moving forward on this as well. You know, I always tell business owners, Jaquan, that Google outperforms every type of advertising out there. It will outperform Angie's. It'll outperform Yelp. It'll outperform Thumbtack. It even outperforms Facebook. Even the way we retarget these people with Facebook, it outperforms it. Why? Well, because people go to Google 93% of the time, like we talked about, first, right? And then whoever shows up on that first page, they're just calling, right? So as long as you can get me that photo of you kind of standing, like, you know, like with a clipboard and you're nicely dressed or whatnot, we really want that photo to build you out nicely because that will also help you stand out amongst everybody else. Because I'm looking at some of these other roofing companies right now in Athens, and to be honest with you, they don't have like a photo like that. They're not really standing out, right? So it's going to help you in the long run, right, stand out amongst all those other guys. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Now, I look at, like, RRG Roofing and Gutters. You know those guys?
Yeah, I heard of them.
Yeah. So they got, like, kind of like a photo, but theirs is kind of cheesy. Like, I don't even like it, right? I'm, like, looking at it. Like, it's just, I don't know. It doesn't even look that good. So my point is, though, having, like, a real just like straightforward photo of you, it's going to really help you. And then we'll start putting photos on there and then you can start sending us photos too. We have tons of photos to use. Again, I got roofers all over the country. So, this will definitely be easy for us to help you grow, Jaquan. Okay. So I'm pulling up my calendar for tomorrow, obviously to get you scheduled up here. Do you want to do, like, I could do, like, noon your time. I might be able to do a little bit sooner, or I can do, like, tomorrow afternoon. What kind of works best for you? What'd you say?
Give me a call at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. That's best.
7:30 p.m. Eastern. Okay. Not going to be here so that late in the office, but what I can do is I can call you, like, 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Can you make that work?
I could try to. Just give me a call.
Yeah, or would you want to do like a sooner one, like maybe before the day gets going heavily? I can call you
about
10:30 in the morning. I could do a 10:30 a.m. morning one for you.
I mean, I'm going to be busy throughout the day with the inspections. That's why I'm saying the afternoon is probably best.
Okay.
6:30 should work.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to put you down for 6:30 p.m., okay? Let me grab your email, too, and you also get an email. And then set yourself a reminder on your phone, okay?
Yeah.
So that way, you know, you're ready for it. But what's your email?
JAQUANNEELY01@gmail.com. How many reviews do you think you guys could probably –
Let me make sure I got this. So J A Y J-A-Y-Q-U-A-N, and then Nelly, right? No. N-E-L-L-Y-01 at Gmail. Did I get that?
No, no, no. So it's J-A-Q-U-A-N-N-E-E-L-Y.
Oh, N-E-E-L-Y. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then 01, you said?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's N-E-E-L-Y-01. Did I get all that right?
Yeah, and then the first name, there's no Y.
Okay. Just Jaquan. Okay. Does you, do you spell your name with a Y, though, Jay, or no?
No. I mean, Jay, okay. Yeah. Yeah, J-A-Y for the nickname.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but your legal name, Jaquan, is J-A-Q-U-A-N, correct?
That's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. All right, so call with Matt and Jay. You go by Jay, pretty much? Google
yeah.
Marketing.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, I'm going to go ahead and add you right now, okay? And then, like I said, tomorrow you and I will talk at 6:30, okay, Eastern time. And then we will go through everything then, discuss everything, and I'll even go through the package. Like I'll send you all the information on the package too. We'll go through the package together and then I'll get signed up. So, but yeah, pretty much, you know, we would need to obviously get, needs to get here. I'm putting the notes in here. Needs to get an LLC and eventually liability insurance. Have you looked into getting liability insurance before, Jay?
Yeah, I got an LLC.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to get the... Tomorrow. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and... I'm going to go ahead here. I'm going to send you a couple companies, too, for you to investigate. Because you're going to need eventually get, you're going to need to get a $250,000 of what they call limited liability insurance. Okay. What that is mm-hmm. it like covers you, right? And Google's going to require this for those paper leads eventually too. Okay. You don't need to have mm-hmm. it today or tomorrow, but you need to start working on it. And the good news is it's like, it's very inexpensive. I mean, I've seen guys spend as little as like, $25 a month on liability insurance, right? So it's not yeah. like it's an arm and a leg, but Google's going to require that for the pay-per-leads. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. So I'm going to text you like three different companies, right? Here's companies that like my clients have used before. So definitely give these guys a call, right? So you can start like looking into that too. And kind of getting some quotes and kind of seeing what those costs would look like, you know, on those, on getting a $250,000 worth of, liability insurance. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Cool. You have any other questions before I let you go?
Yeah, I believe I was asking, how long a lot of the competitors, I'm guessing on, a quick Google search, you know, they have very, very high Google reviews. How long do you estimate it'll take to get, like, roughly, I guess,
what,
100
Google reviews?
To 200
reviews? Well, I mean, you've
reviews.
Already done jobs in the past, so what you're going to do is you're just going to put people's information into our system that you worked with, and then it's going to send them an automated text message, hey, thanks for, you know, using Jay's roofing and restoration. You know, please click this link to leave me a 5-star review. You know, my business is dependent on 5-star reviews. We appreciate your business, and et cetera, et cetera.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to be able to start getting, and then you can have some of your friends and family members even you can send that text to, right? Like, you just input them into our system, and the system takes care of the rest. Like, it's so user-friendly. That's the nice thing about it. Like, we've invested a lot of money just in the app. Jay, where it's going to really help you, you know, stay on top of everything, and it's going to help you, you know, just like manage everything, like I said, like your calls are recorded. Like we're going to build out the website. We're going to help you with the 5-star reviews. We're going to run those $100 in Facebook retargeting ads. And then all while working towards eventually getting you approved for those paper leads to then add that extra fuel on the fire to take you to that next level. Okay?
Yes, sir. All right. I think that does it for me now.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I look forward to working with you and definitely helping you out. Good news is I'm going to be there, like, holding your hand and my team. Like I said, I will assign account manager, too, to make sure nothing falls through the cracks. Their job is to make sure that you're getting the results, that we collect all the paperwork we're going to need from you, because, like I said, we're going to need to get that LLC proof of that eventually. So I need you to eventually start working on that, okay? Like, to have that ready for us, you know, if you don't want to do an LLC right out the gate, just to cover, like, you know, save a little money, you could always, Jaquan, just do a DBA. A DBA is cheaper than an LLC. Usually filing a DBA is like $70, you know, versus like an LLC is like a couple $100 to set up.
Okay. Yeah, that's the case then. Yeah. I'll probably set up the DBA first, so just so we can move forward in the process.
That's what I would look. Do you know what I would do is just go on to YouTube and then type in how to set up a DBA in Georgia, and it'll show you exactly how to do it.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. I know I set up my LLC online. It took like 5 minutes, so I could just go on. Probably.
Oh, do you still have an LLC, or did you get rid of it?
Yeah, I still have one, but it's for something completely different. I can't incorporate it in roofing because it's for like video production.
Oh, I see. So yeah, I would just say just go set up a DBA. That way, it keeps it simple, and you don't have to go spend a bunch of money on an LLC right now. But then over time, you know, eventually you might, as you start getting more and more, you know, dialed in, you definitely probably would want to set up an LLC down the road. You know, be more official in that sense, but doesn't matter, right? The first thing is we got to get your Google business profile set up. The way we do that is get that DBA. We'll even create you a digital business card, right? Like we'll dial you in so that, you know, you're ready to go and that, you know, you get your Google business profile established, because that's the first step. We got to get that Google business profile established so you can get those 5-star reviews and so we can get you ranking on Google. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Cool. Well, yeah, I'm sure you're going to have more questions too tomorrow. So that's good that we're kind of breaking this call up anyways, because definitely tomorrow I'm going to go through it all through. I'm going to go with you through it all again tomorrow. And then I'll email you the package and I'll show you how it's all broken down again so you can see it, right? And then it's very simple tomorrow. I'll just go ahead and, you know, collect some more information from you. I'm going to ask you a bunch of little questions. And then one of the questions is going to be what day and time we're going to do our onboarding call, right? So that onboarding call is about a 45-minute hour call with me and my team to get you going in addition to tomorrow. So tomorrow we'll get your account, like, established, get you going. I'll get you your username and password for the app, right? But the actual, like, real nitty-gritty sit down with me and my team, we'll schedule that a different day this week, maybe like Thursday or Friday or something like that. Okay?
Yes, sir. That sounds good to me.
All righty. Well, glad. I'm glad we were able to talk, Jay, and I'm looking forward to helping you and you being the guy in Athens that takes the spot. But you definitely have yourself a good evening. Before I let you go, do you have any other questions for me?
Well, sir, we're good to go. I appreciate you. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and I appreciate the call and all the information you gave me today, man.
Definitely. That's why I do what I do. You know, I enjoy my job, and you know, I've seen a lot of guys like you come in my camp that have really helped grow. So we just got to take it one step at a time. As I always tell my clients, look, we got to eat the elephant one bite at a time. We can't do this all in, you know, one, you know, one brush stroke. So, but the good news is if you're determined, like, okay, like, in other words, you go get the DBA, you go get the limited liability insurance, and you get us that photo. And then once we get your Google business profile established, you start getting those five-star reviews. If you like do all that stuff, Jay, that's going to really, you know, like help you like get to your goal, right? The clients, Jay, that are really involved in this, those are the ones that win. Okay. The guys that don't get involved with us, like, you know, it's just like pulling teeth. Like they don't answer their phones. They don't take the leads, right? So just be proactive on this and you're going to do very, very well.
Gosh, man. Trust me. I'm paying for it. You know,
You're going to be on top of it. Exactly. And you're going to hear from me all the time too, as well as the account manager I signed to your file. So you're going to be hearing from my team constantly, and we're going to have a monthly call with you as well, Jay, to go over everything. So on a month-to-month basis, so you're going to know, okay, you got this many leads, right, from Facebook, this many leads from Google, okay, and then once you get your paper leads going, you took 8 paper leads this month, okay, let's talk about everything, how did everything go, right? And so we're going to go through more of that tomorrow, I'll talk to you more about that, but definitely you have yourself a good night, and I will talk to you tomorrow at 6:30, okay?
All right. I'll talk to you then, man. I hope you have an amazing day.
Thank you, Jay. You take care. God bless you. I'll talk to you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.